This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to make you admit something you don't want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody in... Before I say the title to the masses, does everybody in here have a story that relates to this?
Not really.
Are you kidding? You're the only one who should have one.
I
have more than one story about
because
this.
Because I'm so... No, okay. Not protective, but like paranoid about it.
We're doing, oops, someone found my Bob.
Yep.
Oops, someone found my Bob.
Did you see what he did there?
I know. I wasn't going to point it out because I didn't want to be the idiot a second time. Trying to think of which story I want to tell.
Oh, gosh.
Which?
A good chunk of my Bob finding stories involve... my mother.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's imperative to make a distinction here. It's not her Bob.
Okay.
My Bob. Not my Bob, but like my Sigothers.
Yeah.
Bob. Both times happened during moves. We were moving stuff. And my mom was like, the one time it was innocent enough. There was a Bob like in the, like sometimes like Romantics or one of the companies here in town. It sounds crazy, but they drop off a box of Bobs for the disc jockeys on the radio station.
That's never happened here?
No.
It's really
We're
never
missing
happened.
Out.
Bro, I got a bag of Bobs.
Used ones.
They're not used. It's a bag of Bobs. They're just like, they're in boxes. Boxed Bobs. I'll bring them in. But like, you get a box of Bobs or whatever, and then you're like, company's coming over, and you're like, oh crap, put that in the cabinet. And then you're like, then you live in that house for like months and months, years and years, and then it's like, now you're moving. And your mom comes over and is helping you dismantle the spice cabinet, and she's like, what's this contraption?
Oh my God, in the spice cabinet?
Because it was just shoved in the back.
It's a pepper grinder. Yeah. It's a pepper grinder.
The problem with that particular one is it was...
neon pink.
And anatomical.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It wasn't the one that you can go like, it's a back massager.
Right.
It's like, it doesn't look like a firearm implement. It was like...
anatomical. All right.
The other one, my mom was involved, but so was family members and friends. Another move. It was time to move the bed. And picked up the top mattress. And I had forgotten... it was a previous wife. That thing had been on there forever. And it was like, I don't want to do this the wrong amount of justice, so I have to like move my mic away.
Okay.
It was like, we're picking up the mic or the mattress, and all of a sudden you hear like a noticeable thud, like a cinder block had fallen. Because this was one, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was made out of kryptonite. It was a significant.
Okay. Wow. Heft. Do it.
Girthy.
It is a bad idea. Maybe we should, let's just do,
you're like,
feel good stories of hope and triumph and not do, now that I've admitted two things. The other thing is, I don't want people to think that like, that was just another, it was another freebie. We didn't go buy that thing.
The whole time you thought it was just a massaging bed. Adjust the sleep number, honey.
It was under my side. And like, I am no princess in the pee. I can tell you right now, I slept like a baby. Oh my God, why did I should, like, I just admitted to, Aaron, you gotta have, okay.
Just
if someone, I mean, a lot of times when we do this, it's what happens, I'll just give you one example that I know we're gonna get a call from. It happens during a blackout. Like, the lights go out and everybody scrambles for a flashlight, and then your kid is standing there with like
a flashlight.
Yes, a flashlight. If someone found your bop, we can VD the crap out of you.
Mm-hmm. Keep them in separate drawers.
Yes. We want to hear, oops, someone found my bop stories. 303-222-5423 or text in. If you'd like.
We have VD. We'll voice disguise you.
Yes, we have every, VD is important on this topic.
There was one person.
Oh, look at you reading stories. Oh, so it's not a personal one? No. I have bared my soul.
No. Oh, we just said we don't get free ones. No one gives us anything.
And like, don't get me wrong. I have one, but like, I make sure that it's in an area that no one's going to go to.
Even the dogs?
Even the dogs.
Because that's what happened.
Because that is another thing that happens.
That's what happened to this person. They came out and the dogs were fighting over it.
As long as it's just you walking out and you're like, your dogs are getting after it, that's bad. But that's not as bad as like
it being at a holiday party in front of everyone.
I remember one time when we did this, it was like, you know, I remember somebody calling, and it's like, it was when Sonic Airs had first come out, and you know, the toothbrush, like,
oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And your kids are too little for a Sonic Air. Because
they're aggressive.
Just need to be going,
yeah.
And it's like, yeah. So at a certain point, it was like, grandma and grandpa, everybody's over at the house and they've wrapped up dinner and it's like 7:30 bedtime for the kids. It's like, go brush your teeth. And then the kid comes out going, Grr. He's like, mommy, I got a toothbrush just like you. And they had the buzzing.
No bristles.
No bristles.
Okay. Have you seen the videos of people pranking each other at the airport though? Putting bobs in their suitcases.
And having them go off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or like TSA has to search because they like put something sus in there and they have, hilarious.
Wasting a lot of government funds with that.
The other time, and I know people who've listened to the show long enough have heard this story, but a former partner, 7 partners ago, had a thing that was more significant of a thud.
Oh.
And we had done like a costume event and he had used that. And then he, like, it was hanging out of his pants. Mm-hmm. And then he left it there. And this was like $100 device. It was massive. Like 4 feet. It was huge.
Okay.
With a suction cup on the back.
Okay. All right.
So I was
unrealistic.
Like, but I was like, he's going to be mad that he lost this $100 thing. So I grabbed it and took it home. And bleary eyed in the middle of the night, just dropped it on the coffee table, went to bed. Next morning, doorbell rings. I open the door. It's the Xcel Energy guy or whatever that I had asked to come over to check our gas lines or whatever. And I didn't realize when I dropped it on the coffee table, it went and like stuck on there. So it was like,
oh, it suctioned.
Yeah. So he comes walking and there's no avoiding eye contact with that and then eye contact with me. And I'm like, to try to say that's not mine, that's my friend's, sounds like exactly what one would say when discovered with a giant.
Yeah.
I don't know what you thought was going to happen here today, but.
My gas lines are fine. Okay. If you, we want to hear your stories of, oops, someone found my bob. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Thank God the people who listen to this show are as depraved as I am. Neither TAC nor Aaron has had anybody find their bobs.
It doesn't mean depraved.
Well, I just want to make one more note. They weren't my bobs though, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what they always say.
TAC is so supportive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sarah?
Yay.
Somebody found your bob. What happened?
So we were cleaning out my mom's bedroom.
No.
And we were like, why does mom have a slit in her on the side of her mattress?
No!
My brother was like, let's see. And he put his hands in there.
Put your hand in there. I guess it could be money.
It's like a haunted house.
Right?
That's
like that generation might have stuffed silver certificates or jewelry.
Right. Yeah, you're taking a risk.
No, we dropped it and we were like, oh my God.
Was it impressive?
Stop that.
No, we had it.
I'd much rather feel the spaghetti brains.
Not impressive, just shocking.
Okay. All right.
I heard that.
All right. Thank
you're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, buddy, yeah.
Candace?
Yay.
Yay.
Oops, somebody found my Bob. What happened?
So apparently I was told this. I was like 5 years old, and I got into my parents' nightstand and got some toy that was very phallic-shaped and stuck it in my pocket. And later that afternoon, my parents took me to the store and let me wander through the toy aisle. And I was showing it to a little boy when my parents came across me, and they were mortified.
You were show and telling it. It's better that you did it at the store and not actual show and
at
tell.
At school, yeah.
And that young boy was slacker.
I'll never forget that day. Yeah, so they tackled you and just flung the Bob across the aisle?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, you were five.
Yeah.
It's just traumatic enough.
I don't remember it. I think I might have.
Oh, your parents do. Oh, they do.
Yeah, that little boy does.
Yeah, he does.
I would.
Guard for life. Thank you, Candace. I got to do this thing. We need a little VD. Mike?
Yay.
You are disguised. Oops, somebody found your Bob.
It was me, thankfully, but it's probably worse, honestly. Me and my brother were kids. My dad had this like trunk in his closet. We always wondered what was in there. And one day he was at work, and we figured out how to get into it. No. And it was a bunch of different stuff, including Polaroids of women from his past, including my friend's mom and my mom.
Your friend's mom.
So you found his whole like Christian Grey trunk, and just
yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
those are accounted for.
Did you ever make eye contact with your father again or no? Because I don't know that I would. If you find out your dad's kind of got a dark side, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the worst naked Polaroids of my father. That was the one that got me.
Yeah, I know. Seeing your own mom. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I had a harder time looking at my mom after that than my dad.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay. thanks, man.
Family dinner.
Do you want me to keep going or do we? Okay. Elizabeth.
Yay.
Oops, somebody found your Bob. What happened?
Double yay.
Double yay. Triple yay. What happened?
Yeah, right. So I was having a small dinner party. Everybody's kind of gathered around, of course, the kitchen island. We're watching old videos and just laughing. My son is about 6 years old, and I hear him come down the stairs, of course, with this buzzing noise.
Oh, boy.
Like, what is that? Like, what is going on? And I turn and look, and here's my son with Bob, just kind of rubbing it against his cheek, down his neck.
Why do they always put it in their mouth?
Or just, like, on the face.
Oh, God, just whoops. And everybody looked at the same time, right? He's got the attention of everybody.
There was no chance for me to just try to, no.
Dinner and a show. You've outdone yourself, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Meg?
Yes.
Oops, somebody found my Bob. What happened?
So I was staying at an Airbnb. I was renting a room as I was working on this professional certification, so I was out of state. And the owner had this amazing dog. I loved it. I don't get to have a dog because I travel for work. But I left my door cracked open while during the middle of the day I'm like doing this online certification. And eventually I come back to my room and I see the garbage is on the floor. There's garbage on the floor in the bathroom. And the dog apparently loved the scent that I was bringing to the table. And he found said Bob, and I could not find it. So I searched the house high and low and could not find it. And it wasn't until the owner got home. He was, to add to the story just for a little bit of extra flavor, he was like a homosexual male. And not accustomed to having women in his house. Those scents were not familiar to the dog. And he eventually found it, and it had become an incredible chew toy. I was mortified, and so was the owner of the home.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I imagine. It was your last house-sitting gig there.
The dog loves you, though.
Yeah.
Fetch.
Thank you. Parker?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oops, somebody found your Bob. What happened?
What happened is they decided to prank me in my office, and they stuck it on the office chair when our vice president of operations was coming in that day. So he walks in the office, calls me in there, and wants to know what I do in the office in my spare time.
What don't I do?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Time for Nope or News. I mean,
news or news, you basically. Know what
I, yep.
News. News.
No. No. No.
News.
No.
News.
Yeah.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Is this the official Super Bowl edition? Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah, we're not.
With the Super Bowl coming
anything.
Up, we're allowed to say Super Bowl. We just can't gain from it.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's the Super Bowl edition of News or No.
Something a little more important than the Super Bowl has happened. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Mm. Happy birthday. Big shout out. The woman of my life. I wouldn't be where I am today without her. Little Debbie. It's her birthday today. The brand was started in 1960.
Wait, it's a real thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is like the anniversary of Little Debbie. Snack cakes.
Did she have to make her own cake?
Little Debbie was a real girl. Her picture is featured. She was the granddaughter of the original bakers, founders of McKee Foods. They were a family bakery, and they named
Little Debbie. That's really cute. Yeah.
I don't want to, like, I don't know if I get in trouble for saying what I'm about to say, but now it's too late because I've started saying it. Aunt Jemima wasn't a real person, right?
Correct.
But then they hired somebody to be Aunt Jemima.
I think so.
Or was it Mrs. Butterworth?
No.
Which one?
They got rid
of both of them, though, didn't they?
I think so.
But they hired some woman, and she became
that
Aunt Jemima,
like, persona.
And like, made a bunch of money, and then she was like, no, I don't want you to change the name, but then we changed the name anyway. It's called something else now.
Yeah.
But Little Debbie was a real person.
She was, yep. And it was named after her, all the snack cakes. So
and then once she got bigger... They just
like an adult.
They never
Debbie.
Made it.
No.
Big Debbie.
No,
it was just
Little just Debbie.
We're gonna remember her as a
yeah,
as a little girl. Yeah, kind of like Wendy. So that's Wendy yeah. was real. It was really his granddaughter.
Oh, yeah, and he was adopted.
Something
about Dave Thomas because he cares about adoption because Tiak used to. He stopped doing it for the rest of us. He might still get it for himself, but he used to hand out the free frosty keychains.
Yep.
To all the members of the Slacker Show.
I did, yeah. Dave Thomas was adopted.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, as a baby.
And you, we've talked about this before. I just want to verify one more time for people listening. You grew up Hostess and switched to Little Debbie?
Switched to Debbie, yeah. Yeah, Debbie was kind of my friends
the
had the Little
fruit.
Debbie. Exactly. Yeah. Except not fruit.
Right. You, right.
Not like, fruit. No.
It was like me. I grew up mayo. And then the second I moved out of my parents' house, I bought Miracle Whip.
Gross.
Really? I was the opposite. We grew
you
up with
grew
Miracle,
Miracle
Whip.
Yeah. And you're like, I got to have mayo.
I got to have mayo, yeah.
The tangy zip, man, is good every once in a while.
No. Never.
What?
Never. I hate Miracle Whip.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Going back to the important news, the Super Bowl. Did you know that the first Super Bowl halftime show consisted of two marching bands?
What?
A Trump. Wow, I'm glitching.
She's already started drinking, ladies and gentlemen.
I haven't. A trumpet player, two men in jetpacks, and 300 pigeons.
Two men in jetpacks?
Yep.
Could you name... Mm. I mean, I know you guys aren't into the Super Bowl the way most people are necessarily, mm-hmm. but like, you're into it enough. Who was the greatest Super Bowl act of all time?
Prince.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah.
Mm.
That was recently. It was just... Not recent because he's been dead,
was
but it's
like no.
It wasn't like it was not in the 80s though when he was popular. When was that?
I'm looking.
Oh
it
wait
up.
A minute, maybe no. You know what I'm thinking?
2007.
You know what I'm thinking is did Timberlake do a Prince song?
He did. Yeah.
Because it was in Minneapolis mm-hmm. and I was there and they put up like a big screen.
Yeah.
Yep. And I was going to say Justin Timberlake because he debuted some new Jordans. So that, okay.
That's
one
not a reason to.
Why?
How was the show?
I don't know. He was running around. He was creasing the Jordans. That's all I was focused on. Running around with them.
This sounds pretentious, I'm just saying the Super Bowl halftime, I got to go to a couple Super Bowls because my ex-wife was way into the Patriots, blah, blah, blah. And we just kept trying to go till they would win a Super Bowl. It sucks when you're there. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's 100% for TV. They don't give a crap about the people who are there.
Even like all the people on the field, because a lot of times there's dancers and lights.
They
and
just
all that.
Get to come in. It's not us.
But I mean, does that look cool from the stadium?
No. It's entirely for the cameras. Like you're in the stands, you're like, you can't see Justin. You're like, he's just a little blip.
Last year there was like something off to the side, and so no one could see them. It was literally only being filmed.
Yes, probably was last year. All right, listen, I got in a lot of trouble yesterday or the day before saying the second year in a row it's Chiefs and
Eagles.
It's the second year of the Chiefs and Eagles not in a row. Sorry. But like, was last year, I'm getting this confused, was last year the one with Fitty and all those guys?
No.
That was 2 years ago with Eminem?
I think a couple years ago. I know last year was, I don't know. I think last year was Usher.
It was?
I think it, yeah.
But I think so, because I remember the roller skates.
Was there 2 years in a row that it was Bruno? Or it was like,
I think
Bruno did 1 year and then he guessed it on the next year.
I think
year
did he guess with Beyonce?
No, last year, 2024 was J-Lo and Shakira.
That was last year?
That was a couple years
ago. No, that had to be longer than that.
Because I remember watching that in my old house.
Aaron, can
I don't know what I'm looking at anymore. Why did it pop that up? I don't know. Google's glitching.
It is Aaron who made the mistake today, so send your angry text to
her. But I am saying that I am wrong, potentially.
I'm admitting that I was wrong as well.
Good evening. Controversy in the college world as University of Massachusetts is under some hot water. Because they're refusing to pay a fan who won the halftime contest where they shoot the layup, free throw, the three-point shot, and then the half-court shot.
The anticipation of that thing, like when they hit it, you've hit a half-court, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
But like under pressure.
Like in a game? You mean?
No, but like on a thing like this. Why did I think
did it? I did it and I made all of them and I missed, I think, two half-court shots.
Dang it.
Rimmed out. But I made all the other shots. But yeah, that was for like a free pizza.
But
that
so
was
like the layup, you get like $5. And then you go back and do the free throw, and now you just made 500. And then you do the 3-point, and it's like 1,000 or something. And then what was a half court worth?
For this, it was 10 grand.
Jesus.
10 grand. He sunk all of them, but now they're claiming, well, actually, your foot was on the line when you shot that half court shot.
So it doesn't count.
So we're not paying you anything.
When is it?
Oh, man.
When is the line out? Because, like in tennis, if the ball hits the line, that's in.
Yeah, in basketball, if any part of your foot is touching the line.
Really?
It's not a three-pointer if you touch the line. Mm-hmm. But hey, what university is it?
University of Massachusetts. Yeah, UMass.
Hey, guys, the press you're going to get for not giving this guy 10 grand.
Well, it's not all bad. UMass has offered him a $500 package of game tickets and like a sweatshirt and stuff like that.
Bro,
it's like, it's not gonna do it.
That doesn't cover one class there. Like, come on.
No, it's not gonna do it. But and also, did they have somebody explain your foot has to be behind the line on the where there's
true.
And also, there should have been an official on the floor as he sunk it to go, No, your
you
foot was on the line.
It, shoot it again.
You have time. Yeah. Yes. And they didn't do that. They let him celebrate and do the whole thing.
Oh man.
And pulled the rug.
Pay that man his money.
I agree.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Last year was Usher. Year before was Rihanna. Year before
literally
Rihanna.
Last year was Rihanna in the red.
What am I getting? I don't know.
2 years ago was Rihanna.
Last year was Usher. 2 years ago was Rihanna.
Oh, Usher. Roller skates.
Yes. I literally said that like a few minutes ago.
All right. I got yet another day wrong. Send your angry text to 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right. It's Aaron's favorite part of the show.
I'm actually really excited about
this. You're on board?
Yeah. Today. That's it.
Okay. It is Feel Good Friday.
Oh, no.
So when we forego the negative and tell you the stories of happy things happening in the world, who's starting today?
I would love to start.
Oh, Aaron. Oh. Yeah. We would love for you to start.
Thank you.
Aww.
So there is a man going viral on TikTok. His name is Doug.
Oh,
now, Doug is an elderly gentleman. He lost his wife last year, and he decided to throw a winter celebration party, and he hand wrote these invitations, walked them up to all of his neighbors' front doors. He didn't want to put them in the mailbox. And he explained everything.
That his wife has passed. And
just that there's a party coming up on the 15th. It's a winter celebration party. The invite says starting at 4 until the cops arrive.
Yeah.
And so
this man has gone so viral on TikTok. Everyone wants to go to the party. It's Bucks County, which I don't know where that is. I want to say it's like, I don't know why the Dakotas are coming into my head, but okay. That's just a complete guess.
Because we can take the day off and go.
I would love to.
Why would we not go?
Well, it's because it's only invited. He's only neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
But he's old.
So?
We're not going to pick
on old people.
No, he's not going to know if we're neighbors.
Yeah, that's...
We can just be like, I live 4 houses up the street.
He personally invited people.
Huh?
He personally invited
everyone.
I know,
but he just left it on the door. He doesn't know who's there. It's like, I'm Tim's cousin from up the street.
He didn't just leave him on the door, though. He made sure that they answered the door and he talked to them.
Yeah. All right, well,
but anyways, people have like just fallen in love with this dude, have donated money like to make sure he said that there's going to be food and drinks and like people
so
are gonna saying.
It's going to be a gala.
Yes. And like even cops are like, we're ready for Doug's party.
No, you don't want the cops because the party's over when the cops arrive.
Yeah, that's
okay. I'm just saying. Okay. Oh, so if we're not
But
invited,
I'll let you know how it goes.
You're going? Why do you get to go and we don't get to go? Wait, it's Feel Good Friday. Aaron, have so much fun at Doug's party.
I'm not going. I'm not a neighbor.
Okay, sorry.
My story is out of Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh.
There was a doctor. He's an emergency physician and he's a father of three. He was out enjoying his meal, getting some breakfast when he got the
Can
bill.
Can I pause you for a second?
Mm-hmm.
You started a trend a couple of weeks ago and I want to know if you're sticking with it.
What's that?
Are you going to try to make yourself cry here?
I don't have to try. I just...
Oh. You're going to cry?
I will cry, yep. Pressure's on now.
It's such a... Okay. All right. I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
I just wanted to know up front, because if anybody heard that one... That was like last week, right? And it was like...
I think it was two weeks ago, yeah.
Because I didn't even do a story then, because I'm like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to try.
Okay.
I'm not going to come on after that. No. Okay.
Well, this father was getting dinner with... breakfast with his three kids, and he got the bill. Turns out the bill had been paid... by another patron of the restaurant, and there was a handwritten note on the bill. The note said, "Thank you for being a great dad. From a dad to a dad, thank you for being the dad they need you to be, regardless of who's watching. We need more men like you. Thank you for letting us all see your love for them all. From a retired Army medic." This Army medic paid the bill. Left a positive note, and this guy's going viral too, sharing the message. Just, you know, be kind.
He's not throwing a party, though.
The best part of the story, I almost forgot, is that when it happened, apparently the guy's daughter turned and said, "This is awesome. Who can we bless next?"
Aww.
Showing the rippling effect of doing something kind.
That's really cute.
Dang it. All right.
When did I become the strong one?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
We're going to do joking off. It's just a goofy thing to do. It's time to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Is it better if we don't laugh?
I can't decide. My algorithm is full right now of all those dudes, like the two dudes sitting in a duck blind or whatever, or do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, I do.
Duck
blind where you're like hunting ducks, so they're like whispering.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Or they're fishing, like ice fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's four or five younger Australian, couple dudes, couple girls, and they just...
They're at a table, right?
Yes.
Kinda, yep. I've
and they're
seen
just,
that too.
They pair off two at a time. And you're like, they're staring at each other. In those, you're trying to not laugh.
Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know if we're calling this dad jokes. It's just like, if you have a really funny joke, you can call us, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a, is it kind of the more cringy, the better?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes, absolutely. Which I struggle. I laugh at all of them because I love them. I love how dumb they are.
I've been meaning, unrelated to the joking thing, because Tiak is like the king of the pun.
Yes.
I before we get to joking off, I just want to mention to you that I just recently entered a pun contest.
Oh.
And I submitted 10 puns. I really hope I win, but no pun intended.
Hmm. Bummer.
Because I submitted 10.
I want to make a brief joke, but it's too cheesy.
6:30 is my favorite time of day, hands down.
Wait, that's a good one. Yes, it is.
Analog clocks for the win.
Thinking about starting a new band?
Mm.
I'm lying. I already started it. It's called 999 Megabytes. We haven't got a gig yet.
You know, I was thinking about starting a band too. I've been doing a lot of singing in the shower,
mm-hmm.
But then you get soap in your mouth and then it just turns into a soap opera instead.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I've been reading this new anti-gravity book lately, and it's really good. I just can't put the damn thing down. Added a curse word to see.
Yeah, you really ramped that up. Say what you want about deaf people.
I don't like that one.
It's adjacent to the one that I think we did a couple weeks ago or the last time we did this where it was like, you really got to hand it to a blind prostitute.
Mm.
Okay. Now listen, this is where the bar is currently set. You can do better than this.
Yeah.
Or, mm-hmm. or... you can do worse than this.
Yeah.
And we're not sure which is better.
This is your chance.
Yes, if it's time to join our joking off segment.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. You can call that or you can text it.
I was talking to someone the other day and kind of just going over my life, and they told me I should write a book. And I said, that's a novel concept.
Do you know what I really love about what we're doing right now? Like, we're not just, we're all trying to make it.
We're trying so hard.
We're trying to make it like it's about us.
Yes.
Instead of just going, you hear the one about that, we're all going like, I've made a band. And it's like, and it's just, okay. I don't know if this is a good tactic or a bad one.
I'll try that. Did you hear about that dog that does math? Mm. You ask, what's 2 minus 2? And it says nothing.
I just signed up for the company 401k. I don't think I can run that far.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that same dog that T-Hack was talking
about. Why are you always piggybacking on?
Did you know dogs can't operate MRI machines, but cats can?
Cats can. That's cute. I used to actually run a dating service for chickens long before I was on the air. Run a dating service for chickens, but I was struggling to make hens meet.
Just got a dog. It used to belong to a blacksmith. As soon as we got home, he made a bolt for the door.
Mm.
That's clever. I don't even want to laugh at that one because that one's just clever.
Yeah. We're going to keep going or should we stop?
You know, I told my doctor I heard buzzing and they said there's just a bug going around. Do you get it?
Okay. A bee buzzing? Okay. Well, I just paid $100. $100 for this belt.
Whoa.
And it doesn't even fit. What a huge waste. On myself.
You know, I used to hate facial hair. And it grew on me.
Hmm. You know, I can tell when you're lying just by looking at you. I can also tell when you're standing.
You know, I finally got around to watching that documentary about clocks. It was about time.
Lost about 25% of my roof last night.
Oh, wow. You?
Oof.
Oh. I'm not going to lie. That was when I looked at it and I was like, I don't get it.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Okay. Here's the deal. We're going to stop because I can see the pileups on the highway.
Yeah.
It's what we call joking off. Tell us your jokes, good or bad, but they have to pretty much be clean. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are joking off.
We are attempting. Someone, I do want to read this text real quick.
Go.
They said, my friend is a drummer and he recently had two twin girls. He called them both Anna. Anna one, Anna two. Get it? Mm. That's a good one.
So just before we were ready to go on the air here, Erin goes, there's a text and it's great. And I'm sure she's going to read the great text coming up in a little bit, right? Because that wasn't it. Was it?
Yeah, that was it. Oh. Yeah.
That's the bar.
Stephanie?
Yay.
Joking off. What do you got?
So a woman is ringing herself up at the grocery store and she's putting her items on the conveyor belt and they're going down one lean cuisine, one diet soda, one bag of chips. And the cashier looks at her and he kind of winks and he says, so you're single, huh? And she said, well, yeah, how could you tell? And he goes, because you're ugly.
The bar just dropped.
Oh my God.
Wow. I didn't see that coming. Plot twist.
Yikes, Stephanie. Thank you. That was so mean. Oh my God. That's your. Oh, okay. Woo. Sandy.
Yay.
Yeah, what's your joking off joke?
All right. So I don't know if anyone actually knows this, but we are actually born with four kidneys.
Oh, we are?
And as we get older, two of them turn into adult knees.
The delivery was perfect, though.
Because I'm sitting here going, like, I didn't hear this, but like,
yeah.
There's a black market.
That was good, right? Sandy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Even she's like, yeah, I could do better.
Doug.
Yay.
Joking off. What do you got for us?
All right. It's real simple. What kind of meat does a priest eat?
What kind of meat does a priest eat?
Mm.
I don't know.
We give up.
None.
Oh.
I'm going through holy things.
Yeah. And I was like Eucharist.
Highest. Eucharist.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's why you're not a joke writer on SNL. Thanks, Doug. Kristen.
Yes.
Joking Yay. Off, what's your joke?
What does a nosy pepper do? He gets all up in your business.
Again, perfect delivery.
Yeah, love the delivery. Love it.
And she had a little bit of that, like, what's that joke? Knock, knock.
Oh, the talking muffin?
No, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Interrupting cow.
Interrupting.
Yeah, you're right on top of it. okay, Lee?
Yeah.
Joking off, what's yours?
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
This is, I know this joke, but I always forget it. I always think it's R. Is it R?
R.
No, it's C. It's the C.
Questionable delivery.
Yeah, it was a little weak sauce.
That's okay,
I was like Taco
one,
Bell
Lee.
Mild on the delivery there.
The C.
R. You R. think it'd be R, but it's actually the C.
Yes.
All right, thanks, Lee. Taylor.
Yay.
Oh boy, I hope I didn't ruin this for you, but what's your joking off joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Olive.
Oz? Did you say Oz?
Olive.
Olives. Oh. Olives who?
All of you guys.
Aww.
We love you.
You guys are awesome. All right. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. Great
thank
delivery.
You. Yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Bad bedside manner doctor.
Bad bedside
you have
manner.
Cancer.
I don't like that one either.
come to my house.
All of my knock-knock jokes are not good. Okay. Michael?
Hi, guys.
Yeah. Hi.
What's your joking off joke?
So what is Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite dessert?
Oh, I'm nervous.
I don't know. What is it?
A good, strong handshake.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
We're trying to figure out if T-Hack's daughter.
I'm impressed.
Is she smart or is she dumb? Like, it's.
Oh, well, you know.
She's so smart that she's dumb.
Okay. I have two children. Granted, it was a long, long time ago that they were Hazel's age. She's one at this point, right?
Yeah, coming up on two.
Okay. So, oh my God, are you due for another kid? Oh boy. Are you going to have another kid?
No, I don't think so.
You really don't?
Really?
No, I don't think we are going to. No, we've kicked around a lot. I definitely would like them. I love kids. They're the best having them. But we got a great interest rate on our house. And we're stuck here. So.
Oh, you'd want to add another bedroom?
We're full up. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you had another boy, you could have like two beds in Leo's room if you had another girl. I mean, you know what
bunk
I'm saying?
Bed, yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It just, I don't know if it's, did all, this is a good question, I guess. Did all parents go through this of all ages, or is it the way the economy and just the world and stuff is right now that it's like, man, we could give our two kids an awesome life. We could give three kids a pretty good life. We could give four kids an okay life. You know, it just goes down it feels like the quality of life goes down as you have more kids now. Or did it always that way?
I don't know. I mean, I definitely knew I didn't want to move out of man to man. Like, that's why we stopped.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, and we made really cute kids, but it's like, it's hard enough herding cats when there's two. And to imagine... I mean, there is a point where Leo could help. If you wait long enough, Leo is sort of a help.
Yeah.
Like picking up the blown coverage you have on kid number three.
Yeah.
But like, it was never financial for me that much because I had kids very late.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, I really want to have all my ducks in a row financially.
Yeah. Well, I know recently Leo asked if we could have another kid. He's like, I would like a little brother. And Angie said, okay, well, it could also be another sister. And he said, never mind.
Oh my God, I love how honest he is.
He loves her. I think he's like, one's good. One is all
but
right.
But he just wanted a boy to rough up.
Exactly.
He wants to like... Yeah. He'll learn. Him and his sister. I bet you his sister kicks his butt.
T-Hack
posted some pictures of them on his Instagram. T-Hack is whack, and they like you can tell they love each other. They're in like their snowsuits or whatever, and like their cheeks are so rosy and their noses are so rosy, so
yeah.
Cute.
We catch them playing together all the time. Yeah, okay. It's the best.
All right, so let's get into whether your daughter is smart or stupid.
Okay.
Because
all that preamble.
She is. I remember maybe once coming into the nursery, or I guess it was their bedroom, but it was just set up like a nursery because it's or whatever. And there being poop every like they had somehow gotten their diaper off.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And then they're just like, what's this? Paint?
Oh,
and
then gosh. Just,
yeah.
No.
I mean, the more you've taught your kids to be artistic and like done finger paints and stuff,
yeah.
You think you're helping your kid out, but it's really screwing you in the long run.
Yeah.
If they get their diaper off.
I have a vision.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to make this is, it's like
I'm
Starry
gonna paint
Night.
The ceiling.
It was, yeah. But that happened like once per kid.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And something about that, I don't know if it turned them off or the shrieking sounds we made as we walked into the room and realized there had... like a monkey gone awry amount of poop everywhere, but like they never did it again.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Your daughter is breaking that curve. Like
she is, yeah. Thankfully, it's only happened once with poop where we've gone in and she didn't really, it wasn't quite the Picasso or whatever like your was.
I like it, Picasso.
It's
poop Picasso.
Sorry. She had gotten the diaper off in the middle of the night, somehow gotten her PJs or zip up jammies off and had gotten the diaper off and it was a mess. So we had to clean it up. And I had a talk with her, sat her down. I said, we got to leave your diaper on. And she repeats it. I'm like, leave it on. But she doesn't leave it on. Thankfully, it hasn't been poop again. It's only been pee. It just had a full diaper. So you still have to wash the sheets because there's,
yeah.
You know, it's just, it smells, but It's not like messy in the same way, but we cannot figure out how to get her to not take her diaper off.
Now, this, to me, when you think about it, she wants to play with her pee and poop and like she won't stop taking her diaper off, sounds kind of stupid. But follow my logic on this, people, fellow listeners of the show. Like, she's wearing a onesie or she's wearing jammies with footy. Like, she's
footy with a
wearing
yeah,
clothes
time.
With it. That's hard.
Yeah.
Like, as the dad standing over the daughter trying to get it off,
with
sometimes you're struggling.
With the zipper, like, at the top, hidden by the little
flap.
Yes,
it tucks in.
Exactly. Yeah, you're exactly right. And she somehow, she's completely naked when we go in. Just the whole thing's off and the diaper's off.
And to add to the diabolicalness, she's now added yet another wrinkle to the equation.
I went in this morning and she kind of had her leg out of the jammies and I was like, okay, but then she had the diaper on. I thought, okay, good. You started.
She's over it. She's done.
You remember the talk we had, right? The father-daughter. You remembered your father's wise word. Yeah, on. I'm changing her and I'm telling her, great job, you left it on. And then I realize the diaper is on, but it's on backwards. So I realize, you've taken it off and put it back on the wrong way. And it's full. It's wet. And it's like, so now you're taunting me. It's at this point. You're going.
She might be a criminal mastermind.
But why is she taking it off? I was clear.
Because she's dumb. I don't know the answer. I've never heard a kid. Why do
I
they,
even
why
either.
Does she want to?
I don't know. Is it because she's uncomfortable? Is it like, we don't know when it's happening either. Like it. We have a monitor and we can see in, and when we go to bed, everything looks fine. So I don't know if it's happening in the morning or sometime overnight or like when is she filling the diaper and then going, I got to get this thing off of me. That would be smart because that's what I would think, right? Anytime I pee my pants, I'm like, let's get me out of these. Honey.
You should put like a dry diaper in there too. See if she puts on the new one.
And a Rubik's Cube.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
TX is the only one who can answer this question.
Well, and I feel like he would be the person to do it.
There's a major holiday coming up. It is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron has a question for married people.
Yeah.
Or just dating people, seriously dating people.
I guess.
Okay.
Do you ask your sig other to be your Valentine? Or is it just assumed?
I am not young. I have never once asked another human being to be my Valentine in my life. Is that a thing that I've missed?
Like, I feel like it could be really cute.
Somebody has walked up to you and said, this, okay.
The flower petals with the heart or whatever. And it's like, hey, do you want to be my Valentine? And then you go to dinner on Valentine's Day. Like a cute gesture. I don't know.
Absolutely. Yeah. You ask every year.
I told you.
I
called it.
When you take them out, you do something for Valentine's. And at some point in the night, it doesn't need to be like a grand gesture. But at some point in the night, if you're taking them out doing something for Valentine's Day, you have to go, will you be my Valentine?
But is that too late? Because it's already on the day. Don't you have to do it like a couple weeks before?
I swear to God, I'm not being obtuse. You're being serious.
Mm-hmm.
You've said out loud those. I get hung up on language. You know that. I think you all know that. It's the reason, like, I never dated it wasn't because I was a nerd. It was because I was a nerd, but it wasn't because I was a nerd. Like, elementary school, middle school, like, I didn't ever go out with anybody because everybody's like, have you asked her to go with you?
Like, it was like, to, like, be your girlfriend.
Okay, that's different.
No.
They say, will you go with me? And I'm like, go ask her to go with you. I'm like, go where? And they're like, no, that it means be your girlfriend. I'm like, can I say that? It's like, no, you say, will you go with me?
And like, go to the mall, go run some errands.
I don't understand the language of it. Mm. And it made me so frustrated. They were like, you love April Sacha, man. Just go up and ask her to go with you. And I'm like, and they all were doing it. They're like, I just asked Danelle to go with me. We're going. I'm like, go. You're not going anywhere. And what is being my Valentine mean? Like, be my Valentine. I don't
That's why you chose B. You don't know B.
No, I don't know what
you like jazz.
No, what is B my Valentine? Like a Valentine. You know what a Valentine is? It's the card.
Be my Valentine. No, the Valentine is the sweetheart in your life.
It is?
Yeah, it's the sweet, like, your, that's your Valentine.
Valentine card.
Yeah, a card for my Valentine.
What does the word Valentine actually mean? What is the origin of this?
Wasn't it a guy's last name?
I think so.
St. Valentine?
Yeah.
But we get all this crap wrong. Like St. Patrick, they're like, he drove the snakes out of Ireland. And then you go, when you drill down into it on that day.
You
that,
don't, yeah, you're not supposed to wear green. It's blue. It's,
right.
Yeah.
None of it. None of the things we do are
we
actually
just get
right.
Drunk. It's fine.
Right. There's no green beer. There's no barfing before 8 a.m. There's no, like.
Asking someone to, quote, be your Valentine is essentially an invitation to celebrate the day with you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I don't know. Why wouldn't you do it? Like, it's just a, like, I.
So even if I'm already with you, like, I was married for 15 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to go.
Yes. I asked my wife to be, will you be my bride? Like, be my wife all the time. Because I want her to know that I still feel that way. Even though, like, we're clearly married. But, like, why wouldn't you say that to somebody if that's how you feel about them and you want them to know?
She is your bride.
And I don't want her to, I don't want that to change. So I want her to know that.
That, like, gave me chills.
But again, but
same with Valentine. Like, clearly we're married. We have two kids. We're out for Valentine's Day. But just say, will you be my Valentine? Just like,
it's
will you kiss me under the mistletoe?
Alive.
It's not like, will we kiss all the time?
No, no.
What is mistletoe,
no,
really?
But you understand. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, that. I am admitting that it's me. I'm the problem. Hi. But it just seems so stupid. You are my Valentine because we're married. You don't have a choice. Like, you're not going to be somebody else's. Like, it, I know. And, like, to say, will you be my bride? I mean, if I'm going to say something affirming, I'm going to say something that makes sense to me that's affirming. Like, I'm so glad
you're
my bride.
It's going to make sense to you, the person who doesn't understand phrasing.
But I'm going to say. No, I'm going to say something that makes sense. I am so glad to be your husband. That makes more sense than, like, will you be my bride? You are my bride.
But you're
she's
saying
not even your bride. She's your wife.
She's always my bride. Once a bride, that's...
No, you're only a bride on one day.
No, you're a bride forever.
I don't know what I
No, you're a bride
that,
day. You're a bride. Oh my God, we're so down in the weeds on this.
You are down in the weeds on this. We're happy.
Okay, fine. As long as we're here, I want to say something else about Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are showing up so big right now for our Cards for Kids.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I don't know where, like, Aaron has driven and Tiek has driven. Yeah. Do you guys want to shout out? Do we want to save all the shout outs till the end, or we want to do them
as
it happens?
No, because I've done a few. I did a few yesterday. I'll do the ones that I stopped by today. Delmar Elementary and Bradley International. Massive.
What's Bradley International?
They're like just
it's
up
a
the
school?
Street. Yeah.
Very cool.
Okay, and Hack went to?
I went to Fox Hollow Elementary School and got a huge box of cards, mm-hmm. got to meet some of the kids who did them. And one of the little girls actually shared that one of her friends knows somebody who's in the hospital and has blood in their cancer in their blood.
Wow.
And that girl was so excited that they got to make cards and to know that her friend was going to get one.
Bro, are you talking about this huge box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's hundreds of cards.
At least.
It is. That's a massive box.
So this thing started, if you don't know what we're talking about, we wanted to have you guys make enough cards for all the kids at Children's Hospital Colorado. And then once a bunch of people or schools started getting involved, we're like, what if we got enough for like all the campuses of Children's?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What if we get enough to send 3 cards to every room? What if we get enough to just have piles of them in the ER as kids come in?
Yeah.
Or what,
and like, maybe not just for the kids who are patients, but like the siblings, parents.
The parents, the doctors who are like, I mean, because what do you know what they're writing? Are you looking at the cards?
Yeah.
Are they writing get well or are they just saying happy Valentine's
both.
Or like?
I've seen both.
So if you got some construction paper, some glitter, some glue, some markers, and you want to make some cards, you can drop your cards off here at the radio station. Website shows you the address, but I'll say it really fast. 4700 South Syracuse, Suite 1050, or go to any Big O Tires location. If you get it done by, when are we picking them all up? By Tuesday, maybe?
Tuesday at the very latest.
Yeah.
Radiothon is Thursday. So. Okay.
Which you can donate now to Radiothon, too, at alice1059.com.
I forgot about that.
And you're doubled, thanks to Ovintiv.
Ovintiv,
thank you.
Yeah. So, okay. Several things going on. Go donate early. Alice1059.com. When you go there, we looked at it yesterday. It's the first thing that pops up. Donate money. It gets doubled by Ovintiv. And make some cards. Take them to Big O. email us at theslackershow@alice1059.com if you can't drop them off, and we'll try to find a way to get your cards.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Apparently, there's more about the Valentine's thing. Because now I'm just finding out. Okay,
how are you just finding out? I can't stop thinking about it.
It's a very strange thing. I'm going to admit some major failures in my life right now. Like, I'm obviously T-Hack is a better husband than I was, just in that.
Like, I'm still newer, though.
No, but
I'm still on my rookie contract.
The first wife?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Looking for a renewal, though.
We all... You're never going to get a divorce, bro. I can tell you that right now.
No, I never. Don't know.
Never.
No, after seeing you go through it.
No, it's not even that. Even if you did get a divorce, you guys would be so amicable. Like,
well,
you guys
he
are just
asks
so,
every
such,
day for her to be his
be
wife.
Be his wife or be his Valentine or whatever.
Please.
But you buy her flowers and you just do all these things. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So like we talked about that and I'm like, I just the wording of like, be my Valentine. Even if I started dating somebody like right now, by the time Valentine's rolled around, and if we're just smashing five times a day, every day between now and then, that day, I would not say that. I would not say that out loud. I'm just saying I wouldn't. And you guys can judge me for it. Great.
Okay.
But then we got to talking about the cards for kids and blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden we're playing music and whatever. And then while the music's happening, Aaron and T-Hack look at me and go like, "Whoa, you asked your daughter to be your Valentine, right? You get your daughter presents for Valentine's Day. What are you talking about?
You don't?
Yeah, I don't.
You don't get, like, you don't
I'm
get them
supposed
little
to?
Gift baskets or
it
anything?
Just for her or for him, too?
No, get them for Noah, too.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I love you. Does he get baskets from any other holiday?
No, that's where I've never got them. I
all think right.
The Easter bunnies never come to my house. The Easter bunny always came to my parents' house.
Okay.
So we would drive up to Longmont and the Easter bunny hid eggs there and had baskets there. Now, I understand. I grew up and my parents, I mean, I would wake up in the morning, there'd be Easter baskets there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At my parents' house. But I never, like that, I don't know if I never put the right flare up for the Easter Bunny. Easter Bunny never came to my house. And nobody's shown up on Valentine's Day at my house.
Ever?
Ever.
Cupid hasn't?
No, but I've bought like candies and they're just like sitting in a bowl, but not like these are Mia's candies. You're saying
that's more like a decoration for the entire house.
No, it's not a decoration. Yeah, you eat it. You eat it.
Yeah, but it's still just red candy in a bowl. That doesn't mean. Yeah.
So maybe we should start what did you do for Valentine's Day?
For your kids?
In general.
In general, we're finding out. I just look at it as like, this is not a holiday for dudes, and I've just accepted that and just embrace it. So it's like, what do you want from, you want the flowers? You want the chocolate? You want me to ask you to be, I will do all of it because that's just what the holiday is.
And do you get joy from seeing your wife and your daughter?
Yeah,
get
like
excited?
That's what it is. I know it's unfair. I know it's lopsided. Also, it's like, it's somehow, it's a day for lovers, but the guy has to plan everything. All of that.
It comes from us, yes. But the rest
of I'm not going to change it. I don't know. So I might as well just try to embrace it and have it work in my favor. And it has.
I do understand that the rest of the year, like in especially in your case, AHAC holds you up.
Mm-hmm.
Like she just handles things for you.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand why you feel grateful on this day and you're like, whatever you need. Like even if I find it absurd, I'll do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
But right. If it's a day for lovers, then why are you getting anything for your kids?
I think it's still cute because it's not necessarily a day for like lovers romantically, but I think it's a good day to show that you love someone in general. Yeah. And what T-Hack does, I remember he said this like years ago and it's just stuck in my brain that he gets flowers for not only his wife, but for Hazel. And to me, that's like he is teaching her how someone should treat you.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want some whack kid
and
coming
also teaching
in and,
Leo
how you treat.
How to be respectful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love to do it when I'm with Leo. It's like, all right, and now we have to get
I love
the
that.
Flowers for mommy and Hazel. Like that's just what you do. Because
awesome.
Some dude's gonna come and bring my daughter flowers someday, and she's gonna be like, so what?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's the goal. That's the end goal.
But
it's a long game.
You've made a long-standing big deal about you buy flowers on a random Tuesday. But you also buy them on the holidays?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's why I think buying the flowers gets a bad rap, because I've been, I go regularly, but then when I go on the holidays, all the prices are marked up.
Yeah.
And so when the dudes who never go and then they go on the hunt, they're like, they're so expensive. They're it's like,
they're not normally.
They do rip you off on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Again, throw my hands up. I don't know what it is. They're going to do that.
So you're, okay. I guess my final question for you guys is, and I've said this publicly on the air, and I'm going to say it one more time.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love me back?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yes.
You've never bought me a single thing on Valentine's Day. So where does the traditions...
We're more like the kids here.
Okay.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
We're about to learn a lot about each other. I am fascinated by T-Hack at this moment.
Why?
He said he doesn't wash his... the country of France wants people to wear their shirts 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
Before they wash them.
Okay, but have you been to France?
I have not. Croissant.
No, but like they're already stinky, so it's okay.
They're stinky because, like...
They don't wear deodorant there. At least that was my experience. I didn't have the best experience, though, so I'm biased.
Do we know why they're doing this? Is this environmental or something? They're just
That's
trying
my
to
assumption.
Like, not do...
Yeah, not do so much laundry, basically. How? And it ruins your clothes the more you wash them. Yeah, they don't last true. As long.
I know this is probably not true, but I feel like if you have your clothes inside out, they don't wear out as fast.
No, I've heard that, especially with...
I wash my jeans inside out.
Like the decals or whatever on shirts.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like Noah has all these Nike shirts. And if they're not inside out, yeah, I won't.
Because they can
it.
Like get hot and stick to the side and peel off.
Exactly.
Yeah, but don't you want, if you're washing jeans, wouldn't you want the outside to be the part? Because that's the part that's getting dirt, grime, you're rubbing up on stuff. Like the inside, you're just...
Makes sense.
They're just up against your clean body.
Yeah. Is it clean?
But my body's not that clean.
Exactly.
It should be.
Well, I mean, it's clean when I put them on. Okay.
But then you sweat and like your dry skin comes off.
Although my legs don't really sweat. I don't think my legs sweat. Do your legs sweat?
No.
Then why? Okay. So just before we came on the
air. No.
Just before we came on the air, TX, like, I almost never wash my pants. And I was like, ugh. And then it was like too late for me to barf. How do you? I wash my pants every single time I wear them.
Really?
One
literally every single time.
One wear, and then it goes in the lawn, and you wash and dry them.
Yes,
in the dryer. You don't.
Would you only do one?
Well, sometimes I hang them because they get too. I don't like the dryer because it gets. I'm real staticky. It gets real static if it's too dry, and also it's too tight. Once they kind of shrink up a little bit.
Well, when you're wearing jeans as skinny as these skinny jeans are, yeah, they stretch out. It's fine. Like yes, I wash and dry.
Yeah,
I have a couple of shirts that I hang dry, but other than that, no.
Okay.
I could not, if I went one day without washing a shirt, you guys would not be in this room with me. I wear really good antiperspirant. Do you want to touch underneath my armpit right now? It's soaked.
What? Why?
I just sweat. Can you see it from there?
You can put your arm down.
Okay, I'm just saying, can you see it? I'm wearing a black shirt, but can you see it?
No.
It's darker. It's got to be darker right here.
No.
Right there. It's, oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's darker because I'm wet. Sorry, but like, are you?
No.
Are you damp? Are you moist? Are you, Aaron? What?
No, I don't really sweat a lot.
What?
Only when I work out.
Okay. I'm just, so who in this room would be willing to go 5?
Yeah.
I would be for sure. I already do that, like especially with flannels, because I wear a shirt underneath it.
That's fair. It's
and then
like
I just
a
wear
jacket,
a flannel. Yeah. It's like, this isn't dirty.
Yeah, but you're out in the air, fecal matter. Like,
in
this building.
No.
Fecal matter. Yes. No. Yes. There's so much fecal matter in the air in this building.
But I just, but those, like my t-shirts, if it's like against my body, my skin, I will wear because I sweat like you. But a flannel over it, I won't wash. And then my pants, I don't, my legs don't sweat. You said
none
it yourself.
None of those sweat goes from your armpits down your side and gets on your pants.
Not really.
Not so often. How many times? Oh my God.
I mean, I do wash them occasionally, but it's like I have to remember to do it. Because it's been
what's
been a while.
Your indicator to know when to do it? That's why you do it every time, so you make sure that you're not...
Mainly if I spill, if something gets on it. Otherwise, it's fine. How long have I worked here? You guys know me. You've both hugged me.
I thought I knew you. Gross. I'm going to tell you right now, this legitimately changes things between you and I. Because I think it's kind of vile. If you're You're saying you don't even know how many times. So is it 5 times? Is it 10? Is it 10 times?
At least, yeah, at least.
You've worn the pants you're wearing right now.
Probably. 10? I don't know that these have ever been washed. Maybe once. Maybe once. They last longer. It's bad. You don't need it. I'm not
they
working out here.
They last longer because they're like.
Have you ever seen me work out?
No, but like you just said you sweat. You don't sweat from behind your knees.
No, not really.
Not really or not at all?
Not enough.
Can we have an independent panel come in?
Look, France is behind me on this.
No,
this
is. I just want other people to smell your pants.
Just like you're not supposed to wash your hair as much as we do because it's bad for you. It's just all sorts of stuff. It's just the more chemicals on the laundry detergent on your clothes and you're wearing it out. It's just unnecessary.
But in your hair, it's stripping essential oils away from your hair. There are no essential oils on your cargo pants, bro.
There's the essential fit to them. Okay. I don't want to shrink them.
Do you think if you weren't married, you could go out to a bar in your I've never washed these pants?
Yes, because no, but you cannot tell.
You have to at least wash pants once, especially jeans, because otherwise your skin gets dyed blue. Have you ever had that happen? It's terrible.
My skin's too dirty.
Okay, I'm out.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we discovered something new today that I didn't know.
Hmm.
Hack's got himself a little bit of a fetish.
Yes, he does.
Is it a fetish? I don't know. That weird.
I think it is.
I think that word feels too intense for me. I don't think I have any fetishes. That seems like something that
no,
is
you
on
have
TV
a thing.
Late at night and like a documentary is going to be filmed.
You were
about.
Like, we were flipping through some channels and we went past a channel and there was a girl that had a ponytail in.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I think she's got beautiful hair on the reg.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like her hair up. I was like, it made her head look too small. Certain people, like if you've got a huge head of hair and you've kind of always been used to looking at their body with a huge head of hair, then all of a sudden with the hair like pulled tight or whatever, mm-hmm. just made her head look Beetlejuice small. It was just like, like she's a little weird dude, Bob.
I thought she looked great.
Yeah. So I didn't like it. And you're just like,
Yeah, I love a ponytail. Love a ponytail.
Which is so weird because you are not the only person that I know has that fetish, and I didn't think it was a fetish.
Preference.
Fetish. So you're saying
fetish is so.
Sorry, I don't know.
Well, because here's the thing: to each their own. We all like different things, but like
that's just such a random one.
Do you ever wear a ponytail here?
Rarely.
Maybe.
When the hell do you wear a ponytail? Like when you work out, maybe.
Even then, I'll just like do a low thing just to like tie it out of my way.
Huh. Okay. I'm just
maybe is that have something to do with the ponytail that it's rare? Is it rarer than it used to be? That
no,
it, to me it's
I think,
striking when you see a ponytail.
No. It, no. Since COVID, I am not trying to get in any bit of trouble here, but it's like men and women's GAF give a flying is like
it's less.
Considerably less. It's just like I've been on Zoom calls and even been in like face-to-face meetings where even you, when your hair was a little bit longer, you just got the messy bun up. And I'm like, bro, there's people here who matter. Like, you're not even trying, T-Hack. So, so maybe it just looks, I'm trying to figure out what it would be. Like, the messy bun looks like you're easier, maybe. Like,
well, and there's like the slicked back pony, which is super popular with women, like women's opinions. You have like the male gaze and the female gaze. And I feel like the female gaze is more of the slicked back look, whereas the male gaze, they want the messy. I think that is totally just fine.
Why do you think we want that?
I don't know.
I don't either. And here's at risk of getting myself in further trouble. Here we go, though. The person who when I think of like a ponytail, specifically a high pony, I think of
Ariana Grande.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Too high of a pony.
But I don't find her. She just doesn't do it for me. Like I don't. She's
at
pretty,
all.
But she. I don't find her like that.
Her voice
personally.
Does it for me, but her.
Yeah.
Which one?
She's
like seven.
Singing voice.
Oh,
not her. No.
Well, no. She's had seven. It's a whole thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She
like,
changes her voice a lot.
Her Disney character voice is the worst.
Okay.
Like, but her voice on Bang Bang, although I'd rather hear
Jessie J,
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But she's known for the pony, and I don't really like it on her, but I do like, but like I have to beg my wife to wear a ponytail, but because I think she does the messy bun. I think that's more popular now because it's like easier. You just throw it up.
But
the pony kind of takes a little bit more.
But do you want the clean pony on her, or do you want it to still be kind of messy?
I like both. I think I like both. The real slick back, I know what you mean. The real like tight almost looks like it hurts.
That's going to stay in during relations. Like the real tight one. Because if you take it out, there's probably product in there and it's going to take too long to like work it out. And then she's going to look weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's going to be like you're driving fast in a convertible.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It is wild. I think why I don't wear them anymore is because I used to wear them all the time for dance competitions.
Mm.
And so when you would take your hair out of that, after having miles of gel and hairspray, and like it was a helmet, you could knock on it, and it was hard.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
you wouldn't want that in a relations scenario. But like, I want to ask you, Aaron, and you, Tiak. But like, you said there's a boy in your life or boys in your life that have liked the pony.
Yeah, one in particular.
Do they want you to leave it in, or do they want to take it out?
No, they want it left in.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Because it's like I don't hate the pony. I don't have a fetish like Hack does.
Well, I'm wondering if my fetish goes even deeper, because now I'm wondering the reason my wife doesn't like to wear a ponytail is because she feels like her ears are kind of big. And so the ponytail exposes completely your ears, right?
Yes.
And maybe there's something there where I like seeing ears. That's more of a fetish, I think. Right?
But so do you
we're on to something.
Do you leave hers in?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mess with her hair.
Like even during, there's just something. There's something about.
I might.
No,
tug,
you know what?
You know,
no,
but I'm
just
gonna,
saying to take it out
and have it fall down,
and then
and
you
like,
kind
yeah.
of fluff their hair back out. There's a very sensual thing about a scalp rub, like as you're.
It's very like personal and
So who's got the fetish now? Weirdos.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Every day about this time, we choose the dumbest stories we can find. We call it Stupendously Stupid Stories, and I try to find just something. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
I chose today's story only so Tiak would do the accent.
Ooh.
Are you trying to make him the stupid one? Or
no. All right. It's just one of my favorite accents that he does.
All right. Mm. Well, I've got a story with accents too.
Okay. That's all we have?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. If I were you, I'd just hit the button because this isn't going to get any better.
The Slacker Show's Stupendously Stupid Stories.
A man in Los Angeles.
Come on!
He went to the grocery store and like things are expensive. So said, I'm just gonna steal these.
And
just hop in a car.
Oh.
So the car, instead of like an Uber or something, I don't know if you guys have heard of Waymos.
Oh, is that the
like self-driving?
Autonomous?
Yeah.
There's just a little car that just,
yeah.
Nice.
So he hopped into one of those and was like, this is it. I'm sorry. This is it.
I forgot. She's doing the California thing.
I'm going to escape on the 405.
Okay.
Is that a street there?
Yeah. No. And the 5. Perp. And the 105.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. But the thing about these Waymos is that they are programmed to detect police lights.
Oh.
So the cops showed up.
Oh,
lights
yeah,
are everywhere.
Yeah,
car
move.
Pulled itself over.
Oh, yeah. It was just like, yeah, no, we're not.
No.
Hey.
Yeah.
So it just... So now he's like basically in a prison.
Yeah. 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 With no groceries.
The Waymo.
I have no groceries.
Whose side are you on, Waymo?
Whoa.
We were in this together.
That's funny. Because, that's what they do. The autonomous. Because even if it sees a flashing light, like the Tesla will be like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Huh.
Well thought out. Are you ready, Hack?
Yes.
My story is out of Australia.
Oh.
Good eye, mate.
Nope, that's not the accent I want you to do.
What?
A homeowner called a reptile wrangler after spotting 6 poisonous red-bellied snakes in his yard.
I'm a snake. I'm a slithering snake. I'm slithering around.
There was 6 slithery snakes.
I'm a snake.
I've made it. Sorry, I'm going to make you a hat to match the guys. That's my goal. Okay.
He said he was shivering and shaking when he saw the... the snake.
I'm dead serious. I think we should pick children's books and have the slithery snake read them. It's like story time with a slithery snake.
I'll read you a story. I'm a snake.
The guy's got the snakes and everything was all's well that ends well. Those are all the stupid people we can find for today.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.